A Nigerian teenager came to Washington to tell how she lost her family to Boko Haram in December 2011. Deborah Peter said three men came to her home and shot and killed her father and brother in front of her because of their Christian faith. She also appealed for help for the schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram from her same village, Chibok.
I want them to, like, maybe send armies to find the girls, or maybe, like, they should help them for the people that lost their family, like, to come school here, like me.
Peter now goes to school in Virginia. Members of Congress were visibly moved, including Elliot Engel.
And I want to take this opportunity to thank Deborah for having the courage to come here and speak with us. You will see when she talks what a fine young lady she is.
At a hearing on Boko Haram, House Foreign Affairs Chairman Ed Royce said more girls are being snatched and more people are being targeted for death.
The difficulty is that Boko Haram is in a process of expanding their terror and the frequency of these attacks. The attacks on girls, that's been an evolution. I mean, as they've intimidated and frightened the Nigerian military, they're now to the point where a lot of military units have run away.
Royce called for U.S. forces to help Nigerian units track down the girls and to plan and organize a rescue mission. Asked about the health and welfare of the girls, senior State Department official Sarah Sewell was cautiously optimistic.
Given time, I am hopeful that we will make progress.
Republicans and Democrats in Congress agree that the U.S. needs to boost its efforts to help rescue the girls and to curb future attacks. Cindy Sain, VOA News on Capitol Hill.